Okay, let's begin. We've been Zaycha Baruch Hashem the past few summers to learn. Each summer we've been learning a kuntres, a Torah from one of the shalashudas and of one of the tzaddikim of our generation. A person I'm Zaycha to have a kesha with Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg from Yerushalayim, originally from Muncie. And when the chevra here asked me what's the title, what to call the limud for this summer, I really couldn't think of a specific title. As we go along, I think we'll think of something to call it. It's very hard to put into words and to give it a specific title, but there's a tremendous amount of ischaskas. We're going to be talking about the nekuda, the point of Mashiach inside each and every one of us, and how to contend with the difficulties of the nisyonis, the test that we're going through before Mashiach comes. There's a tremendous amount of ischaskas. Those of you who have been learning the past couple of summers know that since this is really the transcribing of a shmuz, of a talk that is given Shal Shudas in Yerushalayim, sometimes Erev Shabbos in Yerushalayim, the Chaverim in Yerushalayim who edited, who published this forum, have tried as much as possible to capture the reka, the background, the feeling of how these things were said. Therefore, in the past, especially last year, there was a lot of Yiddish, which made it a little bit more complicated. This year, there's very little Yiddish in the one that we're doing. A, because there are certain things where apparently Rav Tzvi Meir felt that they have to be brought down in Yiddish as well, not to be translated into Lashon HaKodesh. The Shmuzim were originally given in Yiddish. And B, there's always, as you've noticed, there's always quite a bit of repetition. That's because Rav Tzvi Meir is saying it, and he's saying it in his chazering, he's mechazik the entire olam. Could be some of your sons, some of the grandsons, some of the husbands have been by Yishmuz Rav Tzvi Meir, either in Yerushalayim, was Zeche to have Nashul a few times. It's something which is remarkable, and therefore part of the way that it's given over includes in it his chazkis and then repetition. Therefore, the booklet that you got is quite thick. I hope that in Mitzvah Shem, I don't know if it's possible, I would like by the end of the summer to finish. The only way that that's possible is we're going to be skipping certain parts where learning it together in this way, it's not the same thing as the tzaddik standing in front of us and screaming and yelling and jumping. Whoever's heard about it or seen it is something to behold. So, the talk really is very fitting for the Kedusha of the time that we're entering into right now, which is the time of Shavuos of the Tammuz, this whole Tekufa of Ben HaMetzarim, which on the one hand, there's a certain amount of sadness, of course, that's associated with it, and it's a brachenkeit, a brokenness that's associated with this time, but also it's an unbelievable time of Kedusha, of great simcha. We've spoken about this every year. How is it possible that one time can contain such a thing? And how is it possible that there could be such a paradox that this Zman contains within it such sadness and such joy? So every year I begin by mentioning, at this time of the year I mention that there was a tzaddik from Kaidanov that was dancing on Tisha B'Av. And the Chassidim asked him, how is it possible, Rebbe, what's the simcha on Tisha B'Av? And the Kaidanov said that there's a mitzvah to mourn the Churban on Tisha B'Av, and a Jew has to be mekayim all the mitzvahs with great simcha, with great joy. Is it possible for us to understand what that means, to mourn b'simcha? But Tzvi Meir has a unique way of bringing out all that's positive. In the darkest times, in the darkest moments, he brings out what's positive. So, let's begin. Those of you who write notes on the pages, of course you can keep them, but I found that in the past, like what happened over the many years that I was teaching, is that if you give something, very often the chevra will come back and they'll forget the pages. So if you feel that you're not going to look at it during the week, or that you don't need to have it, or you're not writing on it, then we can keep it here in the standard. This way there's never going to be a problem that we're going to run out. We'll begin with Ois Beis, because Nice Aleph, Rav Tzvi Meir just talks about how he's thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to gather together with other Jews during this time of the year, during the time of Raiva Deraiva and Shalashudas when he was saying this. We'll begin with Ois Beis. We're going to read a little bit. We're going to begin the Lima to learn. And then we're going to switch to the page that you also have from the Ma'ari Naim, from the Tzaddik, from Chernobyl. But let's begin. Sadiqim Schusim again with Gilu Lanu. So on page Kuf, the first page on the left hand side, where it says Ice Beis. The Tzaddikim have revealed to us Shabuchal Shana B'Tishabav Lacha Chatzais, that every year, beginning Tishabav, after Chatzais, after midday, Hashem is Baruch Mashpiyah as Abuchina Shaleidas Mashiach. Hashem is Baruch as Mashpiyah infuses into the world, into our lives, this Bechina, this reality. It's not just a nice thought. There's this reality of the birth of Mashiach. Leidas Mashiach. Chazal tell us that on the day of Tisha B'Av, and it's mashma that it was on the day of Tisha B'Av at that time of Chatzais, that on the day of Tisha B'Av, in the midst of the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when Mashiach Tzidkenu was born. Now we need to understand that obviously it's not talking about something physical that could be taken Chas Hashem the wrong way. Mashiach Tzidkenu hasn't arrived. So we need to understand, what does that mean, Leidas HaMashiach, which Chazal tells us. The Mashiach Tzidkenu was born on Tisha B'Av. Obviously, as we're going to learn in the course of this talk, obviously it means that each and every year, particularly at that time of the year, on Tisha B'Av itself, that inside each and every one of our hearts, our lives, there is this mitzias of Leidas HaMashiach again. The birth of Mashiach. And we need to know what that means. And we need to know how to take advantage of that change that takes place every year on Tisha B'Av in a wonderful, positive way. She says, Hashem Shabbat Mashpiyah Sabachin Shalaydas Mashiach Vizanit Lakal Yachid Viyachid. This is something which is given. This Bechina, this reality of the birth of Mashiach, takes place with each person, with each individual, Lakal Avreich, each young married man, Lakal Bach, Avi Bach, Avi child, Lakal Yehudi, every Jew. Kamashikos of Harbe Mechazal Kadesh Mitzadikim, Shalakal Yachid Viyachid Yeshus Achelet Shalom Bebeis HaMikdash. This is what we're going to be learning a lot about. According to Chazal, and this is discussed at length in this Sfarim HaKadoshim, every single one of us has a chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, we've told our children, and they've heard in school, that with every mitzvah, you're putting a stone into the Beis HaMikdash. Really, although it's not physical, it's very, very true. And we're going to see later on, it's that we have a teaching from the Tzaddikim, when we speak about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu, in our days, on a deeper level, we wish it would be l'maisa in our days. But the Yameinu, the Tzaddikim have taught us, means with our days. That with our days, Bi Yameinu, the letter Beis, of course, can also mean together with, or because of. That Bi Yameinu, that we have an opportunity, and we have the responsibility. That with the days of our lives, each and every one of us has a certain chelik, has a certain part, a certain aspect of the Beis HaMikdash that we are given, that each and every Jew in history was given to reveal, to build. Ultimately, when the third Beis HaMikdash will descend from Shemayim, as we have a Kabbalah from Rashi and from Chazal, that the third Beis HaMikdash will descend from Shemayim, from heaven, then we'll be able to see each and every one of us, that chelik, how we were able to contribute to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. When every shul is a little Beis HaMikdash, right? When our shul in Woodmere was being built, so there was one of the chaverim that had a wonderful idea. Generally, any of the good ideas in the shul really have never been mine. But the chaverim have wonderful ideas, and there was this great idea that one of the guys had, that when we were building, when the building was started, the first bricks were being laid, after the foundation, we started the building, that we would have all of the children, all of the kinderlach, the boys and the girls in the shul, each one would be able to go there, and the fellow would help him or her to take the cement and to put in his brick, her brick, into the shul. And we thought it was a cute idea. We didn't realize what an unbelievable effect it had upon the children. That Ad Hayom, parents are telling me all the time that every single time they come to shul, they pass by the shul, the kid screams out, that's my part of the shul. That's my, and they have a shaykhus to the shul. They feel that it's kashrus to the shul. Each and every one of us, really, we're going to learn what this means on a deeper level. We've always heard this, but we don't really know what this means. How every single one of us is responsible, is involved in that chaluk. Each and every one of us has a piece of the Beis HaMikdash that we're working on. Some people are greater. Some people have a certain atiyah towards davening. They're able to say Tehillim with all of their heart. Other people are greater when it comes to chesed, to acts of kindness. The people who are great in mitzvah b'gecholim. The people who are great in learning Torah. The people who are great in giving over Yiddishkeit, and so on. Each and every person with his or her special nakuda, is building that part of the Beis HaMikdash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael, bring to me the gold, the silver, Hashem's Baruch said to Moshe, tell the Jews to bring the gold, the copper, the silver. We understand, as Rabbi Nosson explains in Makuta Halachas, that there are different Yidden, and every Jew, this Jew is more of a copper type of a Jew, whatever that means. This is a golden Jew, this is a silver Jew, this is more of a curtain type. Every person has a different nekuda, a different bechina, that only he can contribute to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash can't be completed until each and every one of us, whether in this Gilgul or in a different Gilgul, or all together with all of our lives, all of our lifetimes in this world, that we contribute to finally placing in that piece, putting in place that part of the Beis HaMikdash that depends on us. Now we're going to learn something new, and we're going to see in a few minutes tomorrow night. Not only does each and every one of us have a piece of the Beis HaMikdash, but if each and every one of us has a piece of Mashiach Tzidkenu inside of us, that we have to develop, we have to cultivate, we have to nurture within us a spark of Mashiach, and the collective Metzius of all of those sparks, of all Jews throughout all the generations trying their hardest to be good, that we're able to build this Metzius of a human being who's Mashiach ben David. The Mashiach is the sum total of all of the efforts of Klal Yisrael throughout history. We'll see more about that in a few minutes. Achelik shel betikun, the next page. Betikun HaSholem, page Kuf Mem on top. Page 2. Betikun HaSholem, Shiraku Yochel HaHashlem Ezeh. Each and every one of us has something that we could contribute that only you or I could do. Vein af echad acher shiyoch lahashlam zachelik shalai. Nobody else can do this. You know, we're living in a time when to do mitzvahs, you could hire all different people. You could hire someone to build your sukkah. You could buy ready-made Hanukkah candles all prepared for you. You could hire somebody to make a seder for you. You could do almost anything you could afford. You could do almost any mitzvah somehow. But there are certain things that you can't have someone put on tefillin for you. You can't have somebody daven for you. The mitzvah shebaguf. Similarly, each and every one of us, our chelik in the Beis HaMikdash, our chelik, our portion in Mashiach is completely up to us. And nobody else can do that, only us. Befrat b'dor shalonim, particularly in our generation, which is hador shel ikvus of the Mashiach, which is the last generation before Mashiach comes. This is the final generation, it's the end of time. It's ikvus of the Mashiach. It's the footsteps, the heel, the last generation in all of history. Shahador shalonu kardel b'saychus kol hador shalofanav, which we know that according to Chazal, this last generation contains within it cumulatively all of the generations, all of the earlier generations are contained within us. That's why we have to go through such crazy things. We go through the Dor HaMabul, we go through the Dor HaFlaga, we go through all different periods of history. This last generation of Ikvus of the Mashiach has to go through everything that ever was, because we contain within us all earlier generations. And we have to be misakin. We have to bring to that final repair. And all of the neshamas have to be brought into the world so that Mashiach can come. This is the completion, the chasima, the chitum. And just like we know, there's a rule in all of halachah, which means everything goes according to the completion of something. In Hilchos Shabbos, there's the final malach, as you know, it's called makeh patish, the final blow of the hammer. Even though it really doesn't have a clear, in halachah it's quite complicated, how do we define the completion of something? Api halachah, to say that this is the final act that brings to the completion of this, of creating or of designing a table or of creating a light or something else. But there's a malach that's called makeh b'patish on Yom Kippur. So we have Ne'ilah, and Ne'ilah is the chasima, and the chasima, oh, Baruch Hashem, we have the Baruch Hashem gave us a Shana Rabbah, and the chasidim also have Zayis Chanukah, right? There are extensions, there are special programs to sign up for, but the chasima of Yom Kippur, the Ne'ilah, which means Hakel Holech Acher Achitum, all of the Avoida, from the time of Rosh Chodesh Av, all of the Avoida through Elul, through Rosh Hashanah Aseres Mitzvah Yom Kippur, all of the Avoy, the Slichs, all of that, the Chasim is by Ne'ila, and Hakul Helech Achra Achitum, and therefore even if a person didn't feel anything during the entire time, but if the Chasim, if the completion, if the Makib Patish is wholehearted, is real, so Hakul Helech Achra Achitum. And therefore, whenever we want to know who we really are, we could always think, how would I think about this? How would I approach this? If somebody would come over to me and ask me about this, when I was saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, by Ne'ilah. If you really want to know what you think about something, you know, if somebody would stop you and ask you something during the last 30 seconds of Ne'ilah, what would your answer be? That's Hakol Holech Acher Achitum. The Chasima is the essence. It means who you really, really are. That's the completion. That's the end of something. That's the seal. Shahakol Holech Acher Achitum. So we have to realize it's a frightening thing, but it's also very inspiring, very exciting, that our generation is the chasima of all of history. It's hard to imagine because the early generations were such big tzaddikim, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and we feel so far removed from their greatness. And yet the chasima is now. This is the completion. And hakol helech achra achitum. And all of our zaydis and babis and shemaim, all the tzaddikim and tzadkonis and early generations are screaming and begging and crying that we should make that final effort. Each one according to what he could do or she could do. Obviously Hashem's expectations of us, of our generation, not the same that he had of early generations, but to do what we can, that the chasima should be a gewaldige chasima, it should be a strong chasima. Al-Kain, l'kol neshama yesh es achelik ha-miyuchet shela. Every neshama, every soul has its chelik, has its role, its job, its tafkid in this time of the chasima. And one should never, and we've spoke about this a few years ago, we were learning the Indian of kinna, of jealousy, which just now, the tapes are hit, maybe I'll have them in a week or two from that, from those shiurim a couple of summers ago. But the Indian, the whole, we spoke about kinna, some of you that were here remember, that a person has to realize that I have my avoider, my Indian in life is not that person's Indian in life, therefore it's a very big mistake, even when it comes to serving Hashem, as we learned 2 years ago, even when it comes to serving Hashem, it's a very big mistake to look to see versus bayanim, what the other one is doing and to measure oneself by her davening, by his learning. Each person has his tafkid, his avoida, his dal amas, his children, his wife, her husband, parents, and each one has an avoida to do, and everyone has their chelik in this time. The Gemar shall call ha avoida shall hatikin hashalom. That all of the avoida has come down, all of the avoida of all of the generations, of all the earlier generations has come, all of that has come down to this time, to the chasima. That's why there's such crazy Yetzirah now. That's why there's such crazy things going on. It's because the stakes are very, very high. And there are crazy things going on. There were never such Yetzirah, there's never such crazy things like now. Even though it's true that people always said in their times, there was never such our parents and grandparents also said when they were living that whoever heard of such a Yetzar, it's a crazy Yetzar. But Lamaisa, it can't be compared to now. The Bilbulim, all of the four exiles have come together in our time and our generation, and that somebody, we have these expectations that the boys should sit and learn a bit medrash for 12 hours a day. It's a nace, it's mamash a nace nowadays if a boy chooses to learn Torah instead of going out, God forbid, to the street. It's a nace, it's a miracle. If we ask our fathers, they should all be well. If we're able to ask grandfathers, they would tell you that where they came from, there was very little much else to do. And even then, it wasn't so pushy to sit all day by Gemara. We tend to romanticize the past. It wasn't so perfect in Europe either. Not everybody was sitting and learning all day. But nowadays, with all that's out there and all that's available and all that people are tempted by, that somebody should want to be an Eved Hashem, should use his or her bechira, free choice, to be an Eved Hashem, it's something which it's bechlal not bederech hateva. It's not bederech hateva. And we expect it of our children, not so much of ourselves, but of our children we expect it very strongly. It's not bederech hateva. It's not bedach tevus. Somebody should want to daven and should learn nowadays. And afal pichein, the yidden are doing this. The avoid is unbelievable. The final tikkunim that have to take place. These last tikkunim that everything is happening in a tremendous rush, so we should be able to greet Mashiach quickly. Shehischem yad betishuv of achat zarayim. And the truth is that in the most powerful way, this avoda really begins miyad b'tishavav. We are given special strength. This is what's called leidas mashiach. We're given special strength to give birth to our deeper selves, which in effect is that spark, which we'll see in a few minutes. It's that spark of mashiach that's inside of us. That this is something that begins miyad b'tishavav achar tzaraim, a tishavav by Chatzos afternoon. The Nimshach Miyazad Bias Mashiach Kmeshakosuf Boine Yerushalayim Lashon Hayva. Every single day, we say in benching, we say in davening. Every single day, we don't speak about in the future that Hashem will Yivne Yerushalayim. Every day in benching and davening, we say Boine Yerushalayim. Boine Yerushalayim means right now, in the present continuous Boine Yerushalayim. That what? That the Eibishter is building Yerushalayim this second. Boine Yerushalayim, Lashon Hayva, is in the present tense. Like it says in Navi, the last prophet was Malachi, and the last Nevuah, B'yad Malachi, was Hine anoichi shayleach lachem. We'll talk about that in a moment in the Mori 9. I am sending you, Elionavi. It doesn't say hine anoichi ashlach lachem. I will send you. It says hine anoichi shayleach lachem. I am sending you right now in your life as Elio Hanavi. So boine yishlaim and shayleach lachem. Ba'alzem of action with nei oisa bekarav biyameinu. This is what I spoke about a few minutes ago. That we daven Rabbanu Shalom, please build yishlaim biyameinu. B'yameinu means what? Shebechol yoim, with each and every day of my life, please may it be, help me, that every day of my life should be part of building Yerushalayim, not, God forbid, part of destroying Yerushalayim. That may the days of my life be days of building, not destroying. Kol echad ma'avaydis Hashem esbaruch shaloi. Each person with his avodas Hashem is a chelik shel bebinyan habayis, his chelik in building the bayis, v'as a chelik shel bekeimas mashiach, and his chelik in building mashiach tzidkenu, which we'll talk about in a minute. V'kol shana b'shleishus ha-shavuos, every year, these 3 weeks that we're beginning tonight, these 3 weeks of Shavuos Abetamiz, to Tisha B'Av, every one of us receives during these 3 weeks, beginning tonight, as we're learning this now, each and every one of us is receiving special kaiches, a kaiches that will give us the strength throughout the year, to what? To build our chelik, each and every one of us, each and every day of this year. This gift is referred to in Chazal as the birth of Mashiach. And Mashiach is born, as we know from Chazal, Tisha B'Av afternoon. But the last few weeks of that time, before Mashiach is born, the last few weeks of Kivyachal, of Klal Yisrael's expecting Mashiach, are the 3 weeks. And finally, Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av afternoon. You know, when the Kohen Gadol went on Yom Kippur, Lifnai V'Lifnim, on Yom Kippur, one of the things that he said very few words, as you know, when he went into the Holy of Holies in the Kodesh Kodeshim Yom Kippur, there was very little said at that time. Very little that was spoken at that time. But one thing was, there was one thing that the Kohen Gadol, that he asked on behalf of all of Klai Yisrael, Shleitap L'Ishapri Bitna, that may no woman, God forbid, miscarry. May there be no miscarriages. Which, of course, on a simple level, it's a tefillah that no Jewish woman should miscarry. But on a deeper level, it means that Mashiach Tzidkenu should be born. And on a deeper level, it means that inside each and every one of us, that we should give birth to Mashiach. That means that what we want to be and who we hope to be and what we can be shouldn't be miscarried. We should give full-term birth to those deeper kaiches within us. We shouldn't miscarry our dreams and our hopes and our tefillahs. that they should be able to be born and be strong and healthy and well. So this is called the gift of Leidas Mashiach, the birth of Mashiach. Shekol echad makabel es hakoyach. Each and every Jew receives the koyach. V'achelik shel bebinyan beis hamikdash v'hashlamas chelik Mashiach. U'be'inyin Leidas Mashiach. We're just going to finish this paragraph, this section, and then we're going to learn from the Mori 9. U'be'inyin Leidas Mashiach nichlag amakoyach shel geula pratis. Included in this inyan of the birth of Mashiach is each and every individual's personal redemption. Every Jew needs redemption. L'chad Daidi, on Friday night we say, Karva el nafshi ge'ola. Hashem's Baruch, bring redemption to my soul. It doesn't only mean to the Jewish people. Halavai, it should be. Halavai is the letters Eliyahu, right? It should be for the entire Jewish people. But it means for me personally. You have one person that needs a gula and shalom bayis. Another person needs a shidduch. This person needs to, for the children, that the children should be okay. This one, parnasa. Everybody has his or her own gula, a redemption, a yeshua that he or she needs. So, latest Mashiach, the birth of Mashiach, means that this is an unbelievable time to daven not only for the gula of the Jewish people, but for each and every one of our gulas that we need, and for our friends and for our family. After the brackets, shekol yochid v'yochid yesh lo sabchina shel geula. Each and every one of us has a bechina, an aspect of redemption. Redemption does not only mean, of course, physically, although we need that with health and with panos and children and so on. But it means a geula means to be who we can be, and that we should be redeemed from smallness, from machandakafness, from silliness, from childishness. We should be redeemed. We should be able to have a redemption. V'shabes hamikdash. Because we know that we've been taught by Chazal that even before the final redemption, the big redemption with the Mashiach Tzakeinu, the redemption of all Klai Yisrael, even before that, even now in the present tense, even before Mashiach comes to redeem the entire Jewish person, each and every one of us, if we try hard, especially these 3 weeks, each and every one of us could be zoche v'roye b'simchasa. We could be zoche to feel the joy of our own personal redemption. Of course, it's not complete, because as long as other Jews are not redeemed, our redemption can't be complete. But there could be something, a tam, a taste of that simcha, of that joy. Shia ki'ilu nivda beis hamikdash b'yomav. Regarding which Chazal say that a person is ki'ilu ki'ilu, that you and I can have such a redemption in our personal lives, that it's ki'ilu, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash has been built in our days, for ourselves, in our lives. V'yimshach olav miyad ke'es, and we could daven during this time, that right now that we could draw from ha'oiris, hadas, his kashrus, from the great light and the understanding and his kashrus, the connection. May what? Molo haris deyes Hashem. Molo haris deyes Hashem. So this past Shabbos, I was talking about the confusion of a world of mayim mayim, of water water, and the eyes being split in two, double vision, not seeing things clearly. The whole inyan of Mashiach coming is molo haris deyes Hashem kimayim leyam mechasim. Anytime any one of us makes a decision in a way that is clear and that is true and that is right and our priorities are right and we don't sink into something silly but we act as grown adults, as Jews should act, that's a bechina, that's a taste of what of that kimolah haris deyes Hashem. Sof kol sof, what's going to be when Mashiach comes? When Mashiach comes, the ikkar of Mashiach's arrival is the fulfillment of this prophecy of umolah haris deyes Hashem, that the world will be filled with an awareness of Hashem. So in day-to-day life, we sometimes forget and we become unaware and we don't remember, and our priorities therefore are very much affected by this shikha, this forgetting that takes place. So anytime you and I work hard to bring out that point of redemption and we schlep ourselves out of silliness and smallness to a bigger way of looking at life and what our tachlis is in life, anytime we overcome an inyan, a desire to say something wrong, to look at somebody in a way that's a negative way and so on, anytime we do something to contribute biyameinu to that redemption, we're able to have a taste of that end of time when it will be umol haris deyes Hashem kemayim liyam echasim. It will be a new bria. There will be a schachas of the bria. Somebody told me the name of a tzaddik. You know, women don't usually participate, at least in our circles, women don't participate in Kiddush Levana, right? Motzei Shabbos, sometimes they participate by honking the horn and coming to the car, but usually the women are not part of Kiddush Levana for very, very deep reasons. It's not for now, but they don't participate in the Kiddush Levana, the new moon. I must say Shabbos. So you know that men by Kiddush Levana, you know that they say Shalom Aleichem, right? Aleichem Shalom, and we say Dovah Melech Shalchai V'Kayim, right? Three times. Shalom Aleichem. For the next Jew that's standing next to you, say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Dovah Melech Shalchai V'Kayim, Dovah Shalchai V'Kayim. So I heard in the name of the tzaddik, what's up with Shalom Aleichem? The moon, we know, is compared to Dovah Melech, the renewal of all of life, the moon, and everything that means. We don't have time for getting into that right now. But what's the meaning of saying Shalom Aleichem? So he told me that he heard from a tzaddik that after going through a Shabbos and coming outside and having a real Shabbos, that it's possible for a person to look at another person and not even recognize him, to say, oh, Shalom Aleichem, I never even met you before, you're somebody completely new. In other words, you're the same person, but but you've changed in such a way that it's hard to believe that you're the same person that was there 5 minutes ago. So you're saying to a new person, Shalom Aleichem, it's the same person. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Shalom Aleichem. David Melech will have a kind. Because when David Melech is going to, when David Melech and Mashiach and David will come, we're each going to look at each other and we're going to say, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. We're going to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. It was such a hishachis. And every time, any time now, before Mashiach comes, we experience this as conscious of something which is real, of who we really are. So there's that revelation of what of Molahar is Deus Hashem Kemaim Liyamachasim, that there's a das, there's a day of Hashem that fills the world. And we're able to taste something of that experience that's going to be Mashiach comes, regarding which the Navi said that every flesh, all flesh will see that Hashem has spoken. It will be so clear that we'll be able to sense it physically that Hashem's Baruch has spoken. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem sin, that we spoke about on Shabbos, that with both of our eyes, ki ayin ba'ayin, there will no longer be that blindness. There will no longer be that lack of clarity, the confusion, the cloudiness of this world. It'll be ayin v'ayin. Shekol ze yeh ba'ashpo atzumu b'zgalas kashem Mashiach yavo. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be the most amazing hisgalas of that. The most unbelievable hisgalas of what? Of geula, of redemption. V'kol yochid v'yochid mekabli me'avinu shu'vashon v'sa k'ichas l'hamshich v'tzur mikol ze el teich ha'golas. During these 3 weeks, this time of the year, and also especially Tisha B'Av, and then those weeks of Nechemta, of Hashem consoling and comforting us till Rosh Hashanah, those amazing 7 weeks of Nechama. So we have unbelievable access, Rav Tzimei says, to drawing from these kaychas, to have this clarity, to have a little bit of a redemption, to have a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash experienced in our lives. In Galus, while we're still in Galus, L'galeini b'galusi l'galeini. All of this is part of this inyan of the birth of Mashiach on Tisha B'Av. Each and every year, this time of the year, each and every one of us receives a new koyach of what? Leidas Mashiach, of the birth of Mashiach. Koyach chadash al geul, a new koyach of redemption, of geula. And that again, that could trickle down to the most simple things, to everyday things, when it comes to parnasa and shaduchim and shalom bayis and all of these things. That's all part of the geula. I saw a merdik thing in the Sefer Tzemach David. Tzemach David was written by the son of the Bnei Yisrael, of David from Dinev, the Dinever, the Tzemach David. So Tzemach David asked a very big kasha. Tzemach David asked, there are three things that we know from Chazal, three things that we're always davening for. Bonei Chaim Zayne. Bonei Chaim Zayne means children, having children, that children should be well, and so on. Bonei Chaim, Chaim means health, and Zayne means panos, food, panos. So the Tzemach David asked, he said, it's interesting, in Shemoneh Esrei, which is the site of all of our davening, in Shemoneh Esrei, we certainly ask for panosah, right, the same bracha al-pnei adama. We daven for panos and Shemoneh Esrei, and we're davening for mezayne, for food. We're certainly davening for chayy, for health. Refainu Hashem and Eirafe. He said, but what about children? Where in Shemoneh Esrei do we daven for children? Some of them asked this question: where do we daven for kim? Bona chayy mezayne. The three main things in all of life. Where in Shemoneh Esrei do we daven for children? So he said a very deep thing. I just saw this because one of the chaverim from Shul borrowed from my Sefer Tzemach David, and he showed this thing in Tzemach David. He says in the bracha, you know what we daven for? In the bracha of Goyal Yisrael, Reino v'anyenu, Riru Reino, Ugoalein meheru gulu man shemecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyal Yisrael. That's what we're davening for our children, to have them, that they should be good Jews, they should be well. In the bracha for redemption. Because he says that's the deepest thing that a person in this world could have, is that the children should go in the right way, and that's the deepest redemption, because until the time that we see our children go in the right way, we don't know what's going to be with us. And that's the truest redemption, because the essence of the parents emerges in the lives of the children. And that's the true redemption. That's why he says, if you think back, remember in the Haggadah, we say, Onyenu, right? Vayaris Onyenu Vesamaleni, you remember? So you remember what that was? It means, Prishat Erechayus, it means having children. It means having children. Onyenu is having children. The difficulty of having children that we had in Egypt, the suffering and so on of having children, of raising children in Egypt, is called Onyenu. Therefore you said that the bracha Ve'eina Ba'onyenu, that's Baruch Hashem Goyel Yisrael. That's also in the present continuous tense. Goyel Yisrael. Every single time that we think about our children, every single time we're wondering what are our children learning, what's going on with them right now, today, where they are, you know, on the bus going to school, what are they hearing? What's happening? It's always Goyel Yisrael. Hashem, bring your redemption right now. Goyel Yisrael. All of these things are part of Geula. From the highest level to the simplest things, that's all part of Mashiach. It's all part of Geula. In the language of Chazal, this is referred to as the light of Mashiach. Not Mashiach himself, but the light of Mashiach. It's like Mashiach before he comes into the world, there's a light of Mashiach. And it's called Ruach Shel Mashiach, the Ruach of Mashiach. K'meshikosav Habi Mekdush Levi Vatriska Magen Reb Tzadik Vayit Habi Tzadikim Shel Kol Yachid Yesh Gam Hayoyim. That the Tzadikim have taught that even today, this day, every single one of us has this Koyach Shel Mashiach. There's Ruach Shel Mashiach. Now let's see where this comes from. The page that you have, so we'll make a simon. This we're up to Gimel. But the page that you have, the separate page, please be careful with it. This is a page from Morei 9. From the Morei 9, there are more over here. The Morei 9 was written by the great Tzaddik when the earliest of the Talmidei Baal Shem, Reb Menachem, Reb Nachum Chernobyl. This is one of the earliest Chassidus Yisrael that we have. The Morei 9. Every single word of the Morei 9 is lichtig. I'll just tell you an interesting thing before we learn Morei 9, is there were 24 years ago, I was learning in a kollel from a chanukah in the afternoon. There was an alti yid over there, an old Litvish Jew, and he was almost blind. He was losing his eyesight. He was almost completely blind. He told us this ma'isa, and that he was by the Satmar Rav, Schus Yegeinu. And he went to the Satmar Rav, and he really didn't want to go. He was a Litvish Yid. He didn't believe in it, but his wife came from Chassidim. And the wife kept on begging him to go to the Satmar Rav. Finally, he didn't really want to go, but he went to the Satmar Rav, and the Satmar Rav told him that he should learn Morei 9. He should learn the Sefer Morei 9, which means light of the eyes, right? He should learn Morei 9. He said, I don't learn, he says, Satmar Rav, okay. So then that, he asked me for Neitz, I'm planning to learn Morei 9. So he came back and he said, all right, his wife convinced him, and he had somebody, he said he couldn't see anymore, but he had somebody that was reading to him Morei 9, and he said that within a month, his eyesight was completely better. So he asked him, he told us this ma'aseh in the kol, so he asked him, so do you learn Morei 9? He says, no, once I felt better, I didn't learn it anymore. So he said, that's a litvish, that's a ma'aseh. He says, what? And you see that it's a gewaldige thing, no? So he said, I'm grateful that it worked, but that's not why I don't learn Morei 9. But Baruch Hashem, that means that Morei 9 is a lichtige sefer, and it illuminates our eyes. And even thank God if our eyes are fine, it helps us see things better. And look what a mazel, it comes out in Parshas Pinchas. This Torah is on Parshas Pinchas. It's an amazing Torah. It's a very, very basic Torah. So the Baruch Shalom says to Pinchas, Pinchas of course is Eliyahu Navi. The Baruch Shalom says to Pinchas, Hinni Naisnei is Bris Yisholem. I have formed with him, I have made with Pinchas a bris, a covenant of peace. Hinni Naisnei Bris Yisholem. The Medrash Tanchuma, God will have Shalom. It says in the Medrash, Shalom is very great, peace is very great. Shasim Atfil Hu B'Shalom. Davening ends, of course, with asking for peace. Davening ends with Eis Shalom B'Rimaimah. We ask Shalom Aleinu. Davening ends with Shalom. Shema Esrei ends with Shalom. We ask for Shalom. V'Tayra Nikra Shalom. Tayra is also called Shalom. Shnema B'Chol Nesiva Seha Shalom. All the pathways of the Torah to bring peace. V'Abaderech Naisim V'Abaderech Naisim Shalom. And when you meet, when somebody comes from a journey, from a trip, you give him, you say Shalom, and so on. Also by benching, right? Hashem Yavarach Es Amoy, Pashal, Shas, ends with also the word, with the words Shalom. Everything, all the chasimas are with the word Shalom. Because if you have Shalom, then you're able to have everything. Lahavin Ha'inyin, in order to understand this, Nakdim Apozik, Hine Anoichi Shalech Lechem, Shalyo Anovi Lufnei Bayam Hashem HaGod of Anoyim. As I said a few minutes ago, the last prophecy of Malachi, of the last Navi, was that Hashem promised that He's going to send us in the present tense. Hina nechi shaleach lachem. I am sending you, Eliyahu Navi. He will come lifnei bayam Hashem before. He will come before that great and awesome and holy day of Mashiach's arrival. Right? Hina nechi shaleach lachem. Es Eliyahu Navi lifnei bayam Hashem hagadol anay. The lashon shaleach u lashon hayva. So the Chernobylist says that Shaylech is in the present tense. It's the continuous present tense. Shaylech, I am sending you, Eliyahu. It doesn't mean it's only going to happen sometime way ahead in the future. It means right now, I'm sending you, Eliyahu. The mashma af achshav. It sounds like this means even now. Midlaksiv eshlach lachem. Since it doesn't say shalach lachem, it doesn't say I will send you. It says I'm sending you. Deha emesu. Listen to what an amazing thing he says. The truth is, Shekol hishtoikikus Yisrael avdei Hashem l'avim shebishmayim. Any feeling of longing, of yearning, that any Jew has who's seeking to serve our Father in Heaven, any feeling of wanting to be a better Jew, even the slightest little tremor of wanting to be better, hu ayidei b'chinas Eliyahu, comes through Eliyahu Navi, through a connection that you're having with Eliyahu Navi, who this b'china, this reality that's called the soul of Eliyahu Navi, because we know that Eliyahu Navi is the one who brings news of upcoming good things. Eliyahu Navi is the Mevas of the Seres Tavis, right? Eliyahu Navi is Kol Mevas, Mevas of Ayim, Kol Mevas, Mevas. Eliyahu Navi is the one who comes, and Eliyahu Navi is the one who's Mevas, that Otot is going to be good. Something good is about to happen. It's a simon of expecting something good. Eliyahu Navi is the Mevas of Tav. Shu Shleims. Of course, the ultimate good is the shleimus that we're all looking for, that we should be, that we should really be the Jews that we could be. So whenever you want to be better, that feeling of wanting means that your neshama is connecting to Eliyahu Navi. That because you awakened within yourself somehow a want to want, that Eliyahu Navi enters into you in that moment, and he's mevaser b'sayu taiva ken zayin. Zayin good, it could be better, it will be better. It's coming up, something better is coming. Of course, Torah, learning, davening, that is when we're able to really perfect ourselves with davening, with learning. The things that are more in Kabbalah, of course, we're not going to talk about, but the highest unifications, the highest level of unifying God's name, of revealing God's presence in this world, is through Torah and Tefillah, through learning and through davening. And in order to really, really daven, and in order to really learn, a person has to have a tremendous tshuk, a tremendous desire, a cheshek, a desire and longing to grow. That could only happen through this aspect of Eliyahu Navi connecting to us. Who awakens within us, who strengthens within us what? The desire to become better in the future, to be better. It's a desire taiva that I can be better. It's a reminder that no matter what's happened to me in my life, no matter what I've done, it could be better, and I want to be better, and I'm going to try to be better. And being better, that's called Mashiach Tzikeinu. That's when we're building that part of Mashiach inside of us that we were talking about earlier. Certainly, with every good davening, anytime we daven in a good way, what does it mean, a good davening? It means that when my thoughts are connected to my words. That's a very, very hard thing to do. It's easy to say the words, and sometimes when you're not davening, you can have good thoughts. It's very hard to have the thoughts with the words together, to make a shidduch between the thoughts and the words. A lot of times, the best and holiest thoughts that we have are not by davening. We say, oh, chaval. That's why the tzaddikim said that you should daven. If you're having a good thought, try to daven about it. But no matter when it is, as long as it's not chasom, you know, in a place where you can't daven, but you should daven. So when a person's thoughts become unified with his words, that's a gewaldige yichud of the name of Hashem. Same thing with davening, same thing with learning. This joining together of thought, of my thoughts and of my words, which means I'm joining together Lei Imenu and Rachel Imenu, that's what's happening. The world of thought, the hidden world of thought, is called Lei Imenu, who is inside the tent. Ohel is the Isis Leia, who is hidden. Leah is the inyan of machshava, of the pnimius. Rachel imenu, who was described as being very, very beautiful, Rachel imenu means when I'm able to actually articulate my feelings and thoughts and put them into words, lemaisa. So this is the joining together of Mashiach. We're going to learn later on in this talk, that not in this Torah from the Marinah, but in the Shmuz from Mitzimei, that Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, and Mashiach, this combination of the two koiches of Rachel and Leah, of machshove and dibur, of deeper thoughts and being able to express in my davening, in my learning, and to carry out lemaisa. This is all part of the construction of Mashiach in my life that we were talking about before, building Mashiach. The rotzen, the will, is Eliyahu Navi. That's the Besarat Torah. That's the reminder that you can. Doing it, lemaisa, is called Mashiach. That's a bechina of Mashiach in our lives. That's a latest Mashiach in our lives. When Mashiach Tzekeinu will mamish come physically, when we'll have Mashiach with us, that will be what? That will be the complete yichud. That will be a complete and permanent unification between what we want and what we think and what we actually say and what we do. There'll be a total yichud at that time. Because at that time of Mashiach, all of the thoughts will rise, meaning all of the thoughts will be able to be expressed and to be lived. Not like now, where we sometimes have good thoughts, but we can't daven and we can't carry these thoughts from Maisi into our lives, but they become miscarried at some point. We have a good thought, and we're all expecting something, but then that thought is miscarried. Right? The thought is still born, doesn't make it. So when Mashiach will come, Lemaisa, all of those good thoughts will take the shape of the oisius, of the letters of the Aleph Beis, and our davening, and our learning, and our maisim tovim, shuha dibur, kachu b'chol odom, b'shas ha'tfilah, the Torah. Even now, when we're learning and when we're davening, before Mashiach comes, when a Jew is able to combine his feelings and his thoughts, feelings with his words, and certainly to carry out actions, lemaisa, in his life, that's Bechinas Mashiach HaYichdezeh. That is what we were talking about before. That is called the birth of Mashiach. That is called building Kaimas Mashiach, building up Mashiach in our lives. Shu Said Binyan Kaimas Mashiach Kamaim HaBal Shemtiv Shetzara Kalechem Yisrael L'Sakin L'Hochin Chelek Kaimas Mashiach HaShach L'Nishmaso. This is what Rav Tzimei was talking about before. That this is a teaching from the Holy Baal Shem. That each and every Jew has the responsibility to repair, to build, to strengthen that chelek that he has in Mashiach Tzikeinu. Kanoida. She'odom, that the word Odom. Aleph Dalet Mem. That the word Odom is Rosh Tevis. Odom, David, Mashiach. Adam HaRishon contained within him, Adam, the first man, contained within him all future souls. Just like this generation, the last generation, contains within it all past souls. The joining together of Adam, the beginning, David, which is the middle, that holds everything together, and Mashiach, which is the completion, the end. It's all one continuum. It's one world. Chazal tell us how tall was Adam HaRishon. So Chazal tell us that he was from one end of the universe to the other, which we don't have to, even though we could understand that in a very simple way, but as we know, that the Tzaddikim explained that it doesn't mean physically that Adam HaRishon was 500 miles, Adam HaRishon was from one end of the universe physically. It means that Adam HaRishon was all-inclusive. All souls were inside of him. Everything that could be was there inside of Adam. That's what it means when it says that he was from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe. Everything was included in him. Misayfai lamat sayfai. Because in Adam HaRishon were all of the souls of all Jews. And Chazal tells us that as a result of Adam HaRishon's chait, as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the tree, nismata came also. He became diminished. He was cut down to size. And that means that then there would be this then there would be a separation, a fragmentation into all the different souls throughout all of history, each one trying to repair his chelek, and collectively to rebuild Adam HaRishon in the form of what? Mashiach Tzekeinu, David, and David Malkin Mashiach. And each and every one of us, instead of it being one person, Adam, instead of being one person, now we're broken into all these neshamalach, and each of our neshamas, each of our in our lives, we have this avoda to reconstruct this puzzle of other Marishan, which is David, which is Mashiach. V'kamarichenia Mashiach koyma shleim v'kol nishmas Yisrael kula mishishim ribay. And therefore, who is Mashiach Tzakenu? The sum total of the Jew, of all Yiddish and Neshamas. K'mashahaya koyda machet shal other Marishan, which was like other Marishan before the sin. Al-Kain, therefore, the Marinaim says, each and every one of us has to try to understand, and we spoke about this 2 years ago, to try to come to an understanding in the course of our lives. What is, of course, we have to do all mitzvahs, but in particular, what is the chelik of my neshama? What is it in Avodas Hashem that to me I have the greatest strength or I have the greatest difficulties? Because we learned 2 years ago that dafka, that inyan where you have the greatest difficulties, usually assuming that that's your potential for greatness lies in that inyan. So each and every one of us has a chelik in Mashiach, in Torah, in tefillah, in avoda, whatever it is. As we learned, with the days of our lives, and we have to work very hard to unify our thoughts and our speech, which is Leia Imenu and Rachel Imenu, Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef, Shemachshav hu nishmas hadibur mechaya Yosef, because the thought is the neshama of the speech. Chazal tell us that davening without any thoughts is like a body without a soul. It's just a physical body, but doesn't have a soul. So we can't repair. We have to join together the soul of Mashiach with the body of Mashiach. Each and every one of our neshamas has to, when we struggle in our lives, to join together our souls with our bodies, our thoughts with our words and our actions. In doing so, we are bringing about this construction or reconstruction of that Adam, David Mashiach. This is impossible without wanting to. And where does that wanting come from? That's why I told you that it says in the Sfarim that the word in Hebrew, halavai, there's no word in English for halavai. I mean, it should be halavai. Only Jews know what it means, halavai. Halavai has in it the whole golus, right? When you say halavai, when you say halavai, so halavai is the oisis Eliyahu, because halavai means I want it to be. Halavai, it means it should be, it can be. That's the oisis Eliyahu. Lekach nikra Mashiach. Now we understand why is Mashiach called Mashiach. Ki Mashiach hu lashon dibur. Everybody knows that the word lasuach, lasia, asicha, a conversation. Mashiach ilmin. It means to speak. So Mashiach means that we should speak about what we think and feel, to put our thoughts, our Leyi Imenu, and to combine it with Rachel Imenu. V'amachshava Mashiach es hadibur, that our thoughts should enter into our speech, that we should speak. We should be able to carry our thoughts into words and subsequently into actions. She yaseach es oisis, to say the letters. Lekach b'chol Ace, shul yichud, just a few more minutes. But call ace, shul yichud ha-machshavim ha-dibur. Any time a Jew unifies his thoughts with his speech, Leia and Rachel, hu tikun b'chinas Mashiach, that brings a tikun to this aspect that's called Mashiach Tzakeinu. It's giving birth to Mashiach Tzakeinu. Rak shu ein le-bitmidus. Unfortunately, before Mashiach ben David comes, we do these things, but then we fall again. We have to struggle each and every time to lift ourselves up. It's not permanent. As it will be when Mashiach comes. That's why we know we have a Kabbalah. That Elyonavi comes before Mashiach. Elyonavi means the desire. Elyonavi means the tshuka, the rotzen. That comes as a besorah, in anticipation, as the good news of an upcoming koyach that you and I have to what? To make this yichud, this unification between our thoughts, our words, and our actions. L'sayra shukas Yisrael koydem b'yis Mashiach. V'asibel azesh Eliyahu ha-ma'irat shuka. We're just going to learn this last paragraph. The reason that Elyonavi is the one who has this koyach to be ma'ar the tshuka. Why is it that Elyonavi has this ability to awaken within us such a longing, such a yearning to be better? How does this come from Elyonavi? I mean, Elyonavi was a fire, was an esh. How does Elyonavi do this? Huki noida ki Pinchas shuhu Eliyahu. We know, the Gemara tells us, that Pinchas and Eliyahu are one and the same person. Pinchas, that's why Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris. Pinchas is Hini Naisnais Brisi Shalom. And from here we have the Gemara says in Bav Nitzia that Eliyahu was a Kohen. That's the whole Ma'aseh in the Gemara, that Eliyahu was in the cemetery, he wasn't a Jewish cemetery, he was a non-Jewish cemetery. So somebody met him there and asked him, what are you doing in the cemetery? So he never had to explain that he's allowed to be in a Goyish cemetery. HaKoponim, he was a Kohen. Eliyahu is a Kohen. So, boy, because Eliyahu is Pinchas. So Pinchas is Eliyahu. Now who's this? So Pinchas is Eliyahu. Zochel nishmais l'neshom shel Nodav v'Aviyu b'nei Aaron. According to Chazal, the neshomis of Nodav and Avihu, the two sons of Aaron, who were unbelievable tzaddikim, who were filled with such a longing for God that they couldn't control themselves, and as a result of that they were killed because they pushed in before the time. So according to Chazal, Pinchas, who is Eliyahu, contains within him the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu, b'nei Aaron, v'noyde shesibas misos nahoya yidei yishtoikikus rav b'slavus gedolu b'avdos l'abar baruchu. And we know that the reason that they died was because of their uncontrollable longing and the fire that they had within them to serve Hashem as Baruch. The longing comes, is Nadav and Avihu. That because of the unbelievable dveikus, this attachment to this light, this powerful clear light of longing, their bodies can no longer contain their souls. The souls mamish left and they couldn't contain, their bodies couldn't contain their souls. That's why it says in Chumash that a fire came out from Hashem and it consumed them and they died in God's presence. That's how they died in God's presence, because of God's presence. This fire was the Hislavus inside of them. Therefore we know that their bodies were not actually burned, their insides were burned. Their bodies weren't burned because their insides were filled with a fire for Hashem. That's why it says because they went, they were so close to God that they were killed from the experience. Because of that great fire of longing that they had to be closer to Hashem, their souls became attached. They left their bodies and became attached to that pure light of God. After this, according to Chazal, Pinchas received within him the neshamas of Nodav and Avihu. I'm not going to go through the genealogy right now. You all know that anyway, and you can look in the Chumash; it's clear. But Pinchas received the neshamas of Nodav and Avihu. Shehu Eliyahu. Pinchas would later on take on the life of Eliyahu. Pinchas was Eliyahu later on. Eliyahu Hanavi contains within him the fire of Nodav and Avihu, the longing to be closer to God. And therefore, forever and ever, Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who brings us this desire to be closer to Hashem. Ayde Eliyahu Shein Isis El Yud Kevav. Eliyahu is the letters El, to approach, to come near, to bring together the letters Yud, He, and Vav of Hashem's name. She Yuchud He Achroine Al Yud Kei Vav. That means to join the final He with Yud Kei Vav, He, to join the letters of Hashem's name together. Eliyahu is El, Yud, He, Vav. That means to bring us to have a longing and a yearning. It's a very deep thing he's saying, we're just doing it quickly. But if you think about this, you can go out of your kalim from this. If you think about it. The Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who brings us to want to come to approach Yud Kei Vav with the final Hey. Therefore, his name is El, to approach Yud Kei Vav. Shekol Atshukah Sheyisol Shubchinis Mayim Nukvim, which is El Yichud Dibur Mashav, to bring to this unification, which is called Mayim Nukvim, which means the feminine waters, which means a longing and a desire to joined together, Dibur Machshava, this connected to Rochel and Leila, we spoke of it before. Hu Ayideh Elu HaNeshamas, this comes through these Neshamas of Nodav and Avihu, who are now in Eliyahu HaNavi, who now enters into our Neshamas, connects to our Neshamas, to help us want to be better. She also, Avet Hashem Yichud Agam B'Chukos Nagdal, Kenayda, She'ana Hashem HaYishiyana, therefore we have a teaching from the Ari HaKadosh, that when we scream out in Hallel, Ona Hashem, Dor Melech said that in Hallel, Ona Hashem, Hayishiyana, that Ona, which is one word that contains within all the screaming and begging and crying of a Jew, Ona is the Reshit Tavis, is the letters Eliyahu Nadav Avihu. Ona means, please help me, I want to be better. I want a Yeshua. Those letters of wanting are Aleph Nun Aleph, Ona, because it's Eliyahu Nadav Avihu. Because the longing and the wanting always comes about through Eliyahu, Nadav, V'Avihu. Because Nikra Shalom, this is called peace. Eliyahu is Mashmiya Shalom. Is the Mavas, the Kol Mavas, and Mashmiya Shalom. Zenikra Shalom. Shu Shleimus Gomer. Shalom means when everything is the way it's supposed to be. It means perfection. Kibloi Zenikra Avodim. I'm Shamshin as a Rav. I'm going to ask the Kabbalah Pras. If not, then we're imperfect. We're like servants that are serving the master only to receive a prize. A Pras means actually a piece of something, not the whole thing. Pras means a slice. Instead of the whole thing, you just want a piece. But really, a Jew should want everything. Meloshen Prusa, Shudavar Hashavul Hatsoyim. It's only half of something. It's a piece of something. Shena Dover Shalom. We say that Eliyahu is the Brisi Shalom. That through any nicely Brisi Shalom, that Eliyahu is the one that comes and gives us the yearning and the longing to want to have Shleimus in our lives, not to be satisfied with being broken and half and little pieces of Jews, but to be a whole Jew the way we can be. Kumeshah Kosov, Al Tiyu Kavadim, Al Menasel Kabel, Am Shamsun, Al Menasel Kabel Pras, Avoid the Prusa Shena Shleimus. That we shouldn't be like servants who are serving Hashem only on Menas LeKabel Pras to just get a piece of being a Jew, but we should want to be complete and full Jews the way that we can be. And that desire, that yearning, that longing comes to us through the Koyach of Eliyahu, Nodav and Avihu, Ona Hashem. You know, there's a Torah that I heard in the name of the Beis Yisrael, the Gei Rebbe, Schus Hagelim. I'm sure many of you heard this. The Gei Rebbe, you know, once said, before davening, I heard, he said on Aryantiv or Rosh Chodesh, he said that somebody who says that if you say Ana Hashem with your entire heart and scream at Ana Hashem, you'll zicha zicha have a Yeshua. You for sure you'll be answered. So the Rebbe said that, you can imagine what went on that day in Shul, right? It's not on a regular Yantiv, Rosh Chodesh and Ger, it's a fire. But the Rebbe said that in the morning, the Chassidim was screaming crazy. By Ona Hashem Hashiyana, Ona Hashem, screaming. After davening, so the Chassidim were very excited because it was such a hisalus. By Ona Hashem Hashiyana, by Halo. So the Beis says, Nein, Chab Gemeind, Ona Hashem Kani Avdecha, Chab Gemeind. I wasn't talking about Ona Hashem Hashiyana. I was talking about the Ona Hashem, please God, help me serve you. Not give me what I want. Ona Hashem Kani Avdecha, Ani Avdecha Bar Amasecha. That's what I meant. If you scream at Ana Hashem, I want to serve you with all of your hearts, then you'll take a Yeshua. But Stam Ana Hashem Hashina is good. But the Ikur is Ana Hashem Kani Avdecha. I want to serve you. That in our lives is what we're learning about in this Maimer of building the Kaimus Mashiach of Roch HaLeh. And throughout the Maimer, we're going to talk about Mashiach Ben Yesu, Mashiach Ben David, and how to strengthen this Inyan of Elyonavi and Mashiach within us, and how also to overcome the Nisyanis of this last generation before Mashiach comes. With most of this Maimer is how to deal with the Milchamas that we have to go through before Mashiach comes. Shkai.